Amen. Praise the Lord for that special this morning. The music that you hear in this church is not for entertainment. It's for God to work through to minister. And what a blessing. What a blessing. We've enjoyed the ministry of music today. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to be reading the first five verses of 2 Timothy. So if you'll stand with me, we'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you follow right along with me. As Paul's writing to young Timothy, he says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent," that means no self-control, "fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such," all these things, "from such, turn away." Turn away. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, we do love you. Thank you, Lord God, for what we already experienced, your presence in this place. And God, you know exactly who's here and what kind of spiritual needs each one has. And God, I know that you've worked it out for them to come, and you knew what was going to take place before any of us knew. And I just pray, God, that right now, as we have read this passage of Scripture, that you would help us to stay focused on the message that you have for us as individuals and as us as a church. I just pray that you might empower the preaching of thy word once again. Use me as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. In this list of the failures of humanity, that's what I look at all these things. The failures of humanity in the last days. In this list, God lists unthankful. It's listed with some very ugly, some very ungodly characteristics. Possibly something that most would not have been mindful of, would have placed this idea of unthankful amongst this list of things. But quite possibly, the sin of being unthankful might be the sin that leads to all the others. It's been said that many fail more often in being unthankful than any other command given to believers. Wow. So as we look at this list, and we find in this list one of the things, the mindset of humanity in the last days, it's very scary because you look at humanity and today and you find each one of them. Can I tell you this morning, and this is Thanksgiving week, if you will, and I think it's something that we need to be mindful of. First of all, because it's God's will for believers to be thankful. As we study the Word of God, the Scriptures, and that's how we understand the mind of God, the will of God, and the ways of God. If you weren't here in Sunday morning Sunday school, a powerful truth on understanding discipline, chastisement, and we can understand the reason for chastisement, reason for discipline. We can understand how God does it. We can understand what takes place before, during, and after. We have that because we have the Bible. And this idea of this sin of unthankfulness, ingratitude, we understand it more, the need for being thankful, because we have the Scriptures and what the Bible says. If you look over with me, or just let me read it to you, in Colossians in chapter 3, as Paul is speaking to the church there at Colossae, he says a lot, but in verse 15 he says this, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." That's what God wants every born-again believer to have, is the peace and the joy of the Lord in your hearts, inside of you. He says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body." Now, who's he speaking to in one body? He's talking about the body of Christ. He's talking about believers. He's talking about those that have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And he says, "Which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." So he's speaking to you and I. If you're saved here this morning, he's speaking to the church, and he's telling you that what you need to do, I want you to have the peace, I want you to have the joy, but it is somewhat conditioned upon you being thankful. A command of God, something that God wants and commands every believer, is have this mindset of gratitude, have this mindset of being thankful. In 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5 and verse 18, it says this, in everything, give thanks. When you understand God and you understand that nothing happens without God allowing it, and if God allows it, then he has a purpose in mind for allowing it. If you understand that, if you have the knowledge of the Bible, then you can know why he tells you in everything, give thanks. He goes on to say, "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God's will for every believer. That's why he said, if you're in Christ Jesus, if you're saved, you're in Christ Jesus. And God says what you need to understand more than possibly anything else, the core of living the Christian life, could possibly be this idea of being thankful. Yeah. First Chronicles in chapter 23. Because biblical principles don't change. The old sinful nature of man was the same in the Old Testament as it is in the New Testament. The only difference in the New Testament, praise the Lord, we have the indwelling of the Spirit of God, which brings to us a new nature. But in 1 Chronicles, in chapter 23, we learn much about God and God's ways and what man needs to do as well, and man's ways through the Old Testament teachings. But here we find in 1 Chronicles chapter 23... the Levites were the priestly tribe of Israel. And the Bible says here in verse 27, "For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above." As adults, the Levites, knowing that they were the tribe that God instructed to be the tribe of priests, when they got to that place of maturity, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the services of the house of the Lord in the courts and the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things and the work of the service of the house of God. These were very important duties that they had. These individuals need to understand that they were setting the spiritual a way of doing things, a spiritual life for all of Israel, all the children of God. Both for the showbread and for the fine flour, for the meat offerings and for the unleavened cakes, and for that which is baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, and all for all manner of measure and size. Everything that was taking place in the house of God, These priests were over this, and they had the high priest, the sons of Aaron, were those that had different responsibilities as well. But this is what he says about this priestly tribe. And to stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord. And likewise at evening. With all the responsibilities of the children of God in the tabernacle of God and all the responsibilities that God had for the children of Israel to bring the sacrifices to the temple and all the things that were going on that God had instructed them to do, he said one of the most important things for the priestly tribe to do to set an example before the whole nation of Israel is every morning they need to get together, and every morning they were to get up, and the very first thing that the other people of the nation of Israel would hear coming from the tabernacle, the house of God, was the priest, the Levite, saying, "Thank you, God." And they would not only say, "Thank you, God," they would praise his name. And so there was thanksgiving and praise being given to Almighty God by the Levites every morning. And then at the beginning of the day, and then at the end of every day, in the evening, the first thing that they were to hear in the morning and the last thing they were to hear before they pillowed their head and go to bed at night was, "Thank you, Lord," and giving praise to God. Can I tell you, if God instructed the Levites in the Old Testament to do this every day, you can understand that there was a need for the people of Israel. You can understand that there's a need for the Christian today to have a heart of gratitude. God knows of the importance of this to humanity. Again, I believe it's quite possibly the core of what it takes to living the Christian life. Being thankful and praising God when you wake up. What's the first thing? The first thing when you open your eyes. The first thing that you, if you're going to start your day off the way that God wants you to start your day off, and if you're going to be able to have that to impact the rest of your day, the rest of your decisions, the rest of your thinking for the day, there is no better way than to start out your day by being aware of God and aware of the blessings of God, aware of the promises of God, aware of everything that God has done for you, and simply wake up in the morning and understand, I have a new day. I have a fresh beginning. No matter what took place yesterday, today is a new day. Today I have the mercies available from Almighty God. I have the power. I have the ability to live and to accomplish things for God today. And the best thing I can do, the most important thing I can do, is wake up and realize God has given me life. God has given me opportunities. And this is a new day. And God, I give you thanks and I give you praise for the day. Amen. And then whatever happens during that day, whatever kind of battles you face, whatever kind of failures or whatever kind of successes, at the end of the day, there is no better thing for you to do before you pillow your head at night than to acknowledge God and say, "Thank you," and praise his name. God said, I wanted to instruct the priestly tribe in the Old Testament. I wanted that to be an example for the spiritual life of all the nation of Israel. And Jesus bringing to us the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures and given to us the New Testament will of God. Be ye thankful. Whew. If we fail to do this, if we fail to give him thanks, we'll not serve God. I guarantee if you look, if you've backslidden, if you're not serving God today, if you'll look back when it began, you stop acknowledging what God's done for you. You stop praising God for His love, for His sacrifice, for what Christ did on Calvary's cross, for giving to you salvation. You forgot. You just blocked it out. And when you block it out, Satan has a lot of things to put in its place. In Judges chapter 8, again, we find Old Testament helps here, principles taught to us. In Judges in chapter 8, verse 33, down to verse 35, during the time of the judges, whenever there wasn't a judge, the people did that which was right in their own eyes. And God would judge them, and He would bring in other nations to chastise and discipline the nation of Israel. And then God would raise up a judge when the people would start crying out to God for deliverance, and God would send them a judge, and that judge would deliver them. And as they would deliver them, they would get back to praising God. They'd get back to being thankful for the opportunity to live as God would have them to live, and they would live right until the judge would die and pass off the scene, and then the people, without that influence, would go right back into their rebellion. And here in Joshua chapter 8 and verse 33, the Bible says, I'm looking at Judges. What am I looking at? That's what's Joshua, Judges, chapter 8 and verse 33. And it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead. Now, he led them to a mighty victory. I mean, one, if you'd study the story of Gideon and his 300 mighty men, what a great story that was. And it came to pass as soon as Gideon was dead that the children of Israel turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam and made Baal Beroth their god. And the children of Israel, right here, remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness that he had showed unto Israel. Why did they go back into the very same sin? Why was they not serving God like they were serving God when Gideon was alive? They remembered him not. They failed to remember where they were before Gideon came on the scene and what God did through Gideon to give them the victory. And when they failed to remember, they turned back to their sinful ways. When we forget, we'll eventually go our own ways. But if you will acknowledge what the Bible says and the will of God is for us every morning and get up and being thankful to God, and before you pillow your head at night, go to bed thinking, thank you, God. Listen to me. You will not forget. And if you do not forget and you remember God, then you will continue to live and serve God as He would have you to live and to serve Him. But if we fail to be thankful, if we fail to have a heart of gratitude toward God, we'll forget. And we will not serve Him. If we fail to do this, not only will we not serve God, we will become vain, as they will be in the last days, lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, everything opposite Christianity. But Romans in chapter 1, I want you to see this. Romans in chapter 1, verse 21, verse 22. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Where did it start? Failing to acknowledge God and giving Him thanks. They became vain, self-centered, covetous, thinking that I deserve anything that anybody else has. Boasters, proud. Wow. But if we commit to being thankful, can I tell you, it's something that is you have to learn. I guarantee you that your child that you raised did not voluntarily ever say thank you until you trained that child to give thanks. I guarantee you that child left to themselves believed that everything revolved around me. And that's vanity. That's vanity in their thinking. And every child is covetous, thinking that every toy belongs to me and you can't play with it. And when you start, that's the one I want. You don't have to teach a child to be vain. You don't have to teach a child any of these characteristics that are listed in 2 Timothy. You have to teach a child to say thank you, please. Those are things that are not connected with the old nature of man. Those are the things that come by way of Christianity, come by way of understanding. There's a different way to live our lives. Stop focusing on the old nature and start looking to the new nature, which comes by way of Jesus Christ. A new nature that you have available to you, but you have to yield to the new nature or you will not do what God would have you to do. You will not be thankful until you commit yourself to learning to be thankful. And when you do, when we commit to being thankful, we will be doing one of the most important things that anyone can do in any situation. Psalms chapter 92. Psalms chapter 92. Psalms chapter 92. And the most important thing, being thankful is the most important thing that I can do. Could be the core that gets you headed in the right direction. The first decision. The psalmist said in Psalms 92 verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness, look right here, in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. I think there was something to God instructing those Levites. I think there was something to the idea of waking up in the morning, and the first thing that the people of Israel hear is the Levites thanking God and singing praise unto His name. The last thing that the nation of Israel would hear before they would go to bed at night was the priestly tribe, the Levites, giving thanks to God and praising His name. What a message that ought to send to us. What a message we ought to send to our children. If you're going to instill anything within your children, understand the importance of giving thanks. When we commit to being thankful, you'll be doing exactly what God would have you to do. because it will keep your mind on Him and His Word. And when that takes place, just look right over at Psalms chapter 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that is getting as close to God as you can get. You enter in court into His courts with thanksgiving, and into His, you enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and you enter into His courts with praise. Thanksgiving gets you into the gates to where God abides. And praise gets you right up next to Him into His courts. And he that dwelleth through thanksgiving and praise, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Did you get a hold of that? If you have that in your heart, if that's what you're focused on, you can abide, you can live under the shadow, the protection of God, the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, if you're there, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Where's it come from? I don't think there is a more powerful example in all the Bible than is found in Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. If you study the Job chapter 1, you find that Job was a righteous man. God allowed him to go through some things so that his testimony would impact believers of every generation. Job lost all his wealth. And he was one of the most wealthiest men on planet Earth. He lost every bit of it. He didn't lose just one son or one daughter. In the very same day that he lost all of his wealth, he lost 7 sons, 3 daughters, and their families. His entire family he lost. Eventually, he would lose his own health. But the Bible says in Job chapter 1 and verse 21, as Job, after hearing about his loss, he fell down on the ground to worship God. And he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb." That's the reality of humanity. That's how all of us come out. With nothing. And naked shall I return thither. That's how all of us leave concerning this world's things. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Look right here. Blessed. Thanking God, praising God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Chapter 2, the Bible says, verse 7, "So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself to get relief from the pain of the suffering of the boils that covered his body. And he sat down among the ashes. If you would listen, if you were there, you would listen, you would hear Job saying, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." Scrape another boil. Have another memory of a child. "Thank you, Lord, for making me whole." Scrape another boil. Have a memory of another child. "Thank you, Lord, for giving to me." Scrape another boil. Have another memory of a child. "Thy great salvation, so rich and free." Are you guilty of being unthankful? It's going to be one of the major sins of the last days. Are we guilty of being unthankful? Let us learn to commit ourselves to being thankful. I could have every head bowed. A powerful truth, possibly the core to the rest of Christianity, is it, do we have it? Do we wake up in the morning giving thanks? Do we pillow our head at night giving thanks? Possibly one of the most important things we can do. Learn to give thanks. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you this morning, we thank you for the truths of your word. We thank you, Father, for giving us wisdom to understand this knowledge. And I pray, God, this morning that everyone here would understand the need and be committed to giving thanks. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray.